Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Just quickly before we get into today's video, I want to say a massive thank you for the support you showed on yesterday's upload. It was absolutely insane. At the time of recording, you guys have smashed over 8,500 likes. I'm absolutely mind blown. Thank you guys so much. Again, let's try and smash 10,000 likes on this video and subscribe if you haven't done already. That's also important. Entitled Mum calls the police on me for stealing her daughter, who is my girlfriend and an adult. Background. This happened about 5 years ago. My fiance and I have been together 7 years this month. We're hoping to get married this year, but might postpone due to the circumstances. We were reminiscing some old stories yesterday when this one came up, and she suggested I share it. She was my girlfriend at the time, and at the time, I was fully aware that her mum was a few fries short of a happy meal. But this was the pinnacle of her behaviour. So, moving on to the story. Ellie and I weren't living together at the time. She just stayed over from time to time when she could. I took her home after she had been staying with me a couple days and was heading to work. But shortly after, just before getting to work, I get a phone call from her and I can tell she is in tears. Apparently, when she got inside, her entitled mum immediately blew up on her about being gone for so long, even though it was only 2 days, and she told her entitled mum she was going to be gone, and she kept in contact with her while she was gone. But Ellie just sort of brushed it off and went to her room. The entitled mum's house was pretty much your stereotypical crazy cat lady house. House badly decaying, cats all over the place, going to the bathroom in random places and whatnot. And when Ellie gets to her room, she realizes while she was gone, the cats pissed and pooped all over a pile of her clean clothes. But whatever, Ellie decided to just bag them up and she would wash them next time she came to my place. Her mum didn't have a functioning washer at the time. But apparently, this really set the entitled mum off. Her mum apparently thought that Ellie was bagging her clothes because she was planning to go back to my place that night and stay another few days. So, she stomped into her room, grabbed the bag, ripped it open, and flung the clothes all over the room along with the cat poop and piss while screaming at Ellie that she's not going anywhere. That's when Ellie ran outside and called me. She was so upset and didn't know what to do. Her mum had been doing crazy stuff to Ellie since I'd been with her, but up until this point, I just helped her however I could while not getting involved and not saying a word to her mum. I told her to go ahead and get the things she needs and I'll take her to my place. She said she would love that. I told my work I was going to be late due to an emergency and turn around to go pick her up. When I pulled back up to the house, Ellie was in the driveway crying. I went and hugged her, told her it was going to be okay and that she could stay with me as long as she wanted. So she went back inside to get her things. As I was standing outside waiting, I heard the door open again and went to help Ellie with her things. Uh-oh, it's her mum. The entitled mum comes stomping out with her hair crazy and frizzled and an old nightgown. She beelines for me and gets right in my face. The entitled mum says, with an extremely thick, high-pitched southern accent that I'm going to attempt, "My daughter said I need to come out here and ask you what you think of me." I knew that was a blatant lie, as Ellie would never instigate this. "You got something to say? Huh? You think I'm trash, don't you? Huh? That's what you think, isn't it?" Again, up until now, I completely kept my mouth shut and was trying to maintain that. But this woman was up in my face, freaking out, and was tormenting the woman I loved. So I finally looked at her and broke my silence. "Why do you treat her like this?"
"What do you mean? That's my daughter and I worship the ground she walks on."
"Oh really? So calling her a blank, 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 and blank is worship?" Yes, I've heard her say this with my own ears. Guys, if you're watching the screen right now, you can probably work out what those words are.
"I would never say anything like that."
I'm getting rather irate at this. BS, I've heard you say it. The entitled mum then explodes.
Get your freaking ass off my property.
Okay, I almost never find myself in situations like this, so I'm not used to it. I say that because after she said this, I pretty much saw red. I'm not proud of it, but I just started shouting every curse word in the book I could possibly think of at the top of my lungs while she went back in the house. But thankfully, that only lasted a few seconds, and I immediately calmed down. So finally, Ellie comes back out with her stuff. We put it in the car, and I assume it's over. But Ellie turns to me and says, I'm sorry, but we can't leave yet.
Why not?
Mum's just called the cops.
I sort of had a feeling that would happen, no big deal. So we just sat and waited for the cop to arrive. After about 10 minutes or so, a cop car pulls up. Right when he does, the entitled mum comes out of the house and, oh my god, yes, she was doing exactly what you think. She instantly puts on the fragile, brittle old lady act, hunched over, walking slowly, the whole gig. And of course, when the police officer asks her what happened, she has to pitch her entire medical chart to the guy. Ellie will tell you, this woman has been terminally ill for 12 years. So, when she finally gets done trying to milk this poor guy for sympathy, she tells her version of what happened.
Sir, he came onto my property and verbally attacked me. He's awful to me, sir, and I've never even done anything to him. He's turned my daughter against me and is trying to convince her to leave.
At first, he seems somewhat sympathetic to her, until he turns to Ellie.
Mom, this is your boyfriend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how old are you?
Sir, I'm 23.
This was my favorite part, because the officer looked up from his notepad with a look of, wait, what? Obviously, he was thinking Ellie was a minor or something, based off of how the entitled mum was acting, but quickly he realized just what he was dealing with. Eventually, he turns to me.
Okay, sir, please give me your version of what happened.
I did so. Funny side note, at one point, the police officer looks up at me and says,
you look really familiar. Do I know you?
It actually turned out the police officer and I had gone to high school together. Once we recognized each other, we laughed and shook hands very briefly. This was hilarious because out of the corner of my eye, I see the entitled mum has a big scowl on her face as she sees me getting friendly with the police officer. But anyway, the officer puts his notepad away and turns to me. Just FYI, he says the following with this heavy tone of, I know that you are fully aware of this and don't believe you are in the wrong at all, but I have to say this as a formality.
Well, OP, she doesn't want you on the property, so be aware that if you come back here, you can technically be charged with trespassing. Do you understand this as I've explained it?
Absolutely, sir.
But sir, I want to press charges.
He didn't do anything illegal, ma'am.
But he verbally assaulted me.
I understand that, and while that was ill-advised,
he slightly turns to me and gives me a small gesture with his hand, and I nod in agreement,
it's not something I could arrest him for. He agrees he will not come back on your property without your direct permission.
Okay, fine, whatever. Ellie, come back inside. What? No! You heard the officer, OP is leaving and you're staying here.
Whoa, mom, I didn't say that at all.
But?
Your daughter is not a child, mom. She is a full-grown adult. She has every right to go wherever she wants.
I'm her mother. She lives under my roof. I told her she needs to stay here, so she needs to stay.
No, mom, that's not how it works. If she wants to go and stay with her boyfriend, there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop her.
The entitled mum then starts the fake crocodile tears and stomps into the house in defeat. Ellie and I thanked the officer, got in the car, and left. We've been living together ever since. Now, crazily, guys, there is actually a happy ending to this story. Believe it or not, the entitled mum isn't really much of an entitled mum anymore. Over the years since that day, the entitled mum has actually decided to make an effort to try and improve herself. I guess she realized that if she didn't make changes, she would lose her relationship with Ellie. So,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
but the entitled mum started taking advantage of her medical coverage and went to see her psychiatrist and got medicine for the mental illness she actually had, as opposed to the one she would make up. Since then, well, she has actually gotten way better. She takes her medicine regularly and has a boyfriend that is an extremely kind man and treats Ellie as though she were his own daughter. So basically, the entitled mum isn't really an entitled mum anymore. We actually now get along very well and we see them frequently, and we help each other out whenever we can. We actually look back on the early years when she was in fact an entitled mum and laugh. So not only is everybody getting along well, we can actually share the cringe stories and happily laugh about them. If you guys would like to hear some more, let me know. Well, judging by the 20,000 upvotes that this post has on r/entitledparents, that's a lot. Something tells me we're going to be hearing a lot more from this family and OP. And you know, why not? That was a great story. I hope you guys agree. If you want me specifically to look out for posts from this person, u/derangedbehemoth, let me know in the comments down below. I can follow them, get in contact with them, see what more stories they might have. Yeah, just let me know in the comments. I've got to admit, guys, it is great to hear an entitled parent story that actually has a proper happy ending for once. The majority of the time, yeah, you know, the person just falls out with the entitled parent and that's it. But in this case, you know, they've actually learned from their mistakes, realized they're entitled, and actually gone about their life to better themselves. That's awesome. It's also fantastic for us because now they've agreed that they can share these crazy stories, so hopefully more are coming. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. If you haven't done already, make sure you are subscribed as I do upload daily videos on my channel, so hit the bell button as well to stay updated. If you want more right away, there is a video on screen. It's over an hour and a half long. It's a compilation of all my best entitled parent stories from the past few months. So if you're bored during lockdown, whatever, you know, go and watch that and it will cure your boredom, guaranteed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.